At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
For as much as I enjoy the old NBA, this is not a sport that I typically bet often.
Yes.
So fading me today, at your own risk. No, just kidding.
Listen, like,
you might have more success fading me today than not, but I did a lot of research for this.
Listen,
so
I'm
ready.
Very, very glad that you like go off the top want to say that, because the thing is it is, in order to be a better, you should focus on what you're good at.
Yes, you hone in on your things.
You focus on what you're good at. And so, like, it shouldn't be this whole thing of like, oh, no, I bet I have 10 bets in every single sport every single day. Well, you're doing it wrong.
Yes.
I would look at anyone. I would look at anyone and be like, well, you're doing it wrong. Unless you have a team of people working for you, you know, who are specialists in those sports, and then they're giving that to you, then you're doing it wrong.
So anybody who has never watched the Lombardi Line or never seen me on a program before, I'm just going to throw this out there. My show that I host every single day is about the NFL. I bet a lot of NFL. I talk a lot of NFL. I am a college football sideline reporter on ESPN. I do a lot of college football, and I used to work in the National Hockey League. I love the NHL. Those are my 3 primary sports.
After that,
we'll throw in some college hoops. I absolutely love this time of year. And then things fizzle and I follow my very smart friends.
But
I did a lot of research today in the NBA. So
well, kick
get
it off then.
Ready.
What's your first one?
Well, my first one, actually, I think we're on the same page. There are 2 favorites that I like, but one of them is the Cavs at the Rockets. Since Cleveland got Donovan Mitchell back, had that big win against the Pels in his return. Houston kind of on the outside looking in of the playoff picture right now. No Alperen Sengun against a Cleveland team that plays with a lot of size. I feel like a lot of things were just coming up Cavs for me today.
Yeah, I am on that one as well as my favorite. Cavs at 4.5. It's seems like it has moved in our direction as I click over to DraftKings right now. It is now 5 in favor of the Cavs in this one. So same deal here, right? I mean, the Rockets have actually won 4 in a row, which I think gives us a little bit of value on this number, because people look and say, oh, 1-4 in a row. They must be playing really great here. I think we get a little bit of value here on the Cavs. Donovan Mitchell had to miss 7 games, and so he came back last. Didn't play a full workload either. So, right. So now they hadn't played since Wednesday, him coming off a 7-game absence. I think that gives him time to rest up and we actually get a full kind of experience of Donovan Mitchell out there. They made 23s in the game on Wednesday against the Pelicans, which is absolutely wild. Dean Wade going to be back for the Cavs tonight as well. He was out on paternity leave, so he's not a huge stats guy, but he's a guy that kind of goes in there and eats up a bunch of minutes with Mobley being out. Max Strus going to be out for this one as well. But if you just look at it, I mean, this is just, to me, I think this should be probably closer to 6 is on the Cavs side of things, but we're going to get the better of the number here. We're going to get what I believe is a depressed line here, because the Rockets have won a little bit at row and people are looking at these like last 6 or 7 games, not realizing maybe that even Donovan Mitchell wasn't in there.
One other favorite that I did fire on was the Lakers -2 against the Warriors. I know it's a little bit of a revenge spot for Golden State after that double overtime thriller. The Lakers won by 1 not too long ago, but Steph Curry listed as probable. How will that ankle look, though? I don't know. Draymond Green questionable with the back injury, and the Lakers have just been really good at home. Plus, LeBron plays really well against Golden State. He gets up for these Saturday night primetime type games, and so I like the Lakers here, and that one of my props is involving LeBron here as well. But let's go to a game that you're taking the points.
Yeah, I'm going to take the big number here with the Blazers. It was 13.5 down to 13. So people took that 13.5 that I was looking at as well. Blazers are actually 4-5 straight up in March for one of the worst teams in the NBA. For them to win 4 of their 9 games in the month of March is actually a pretty big deal. Pelicans going to be playing their 3rd game in 4 nights, so you could be getting a little bit of a tired team here. And then you look at that win last night. They beat the Clippers by 8 last night. A big game against the Clippers, a team that if, you know, the Pelicans have any sort of aspirations of doing anything in the West, they're going to have to get through the Clippers maybe at some point. And so a game that you really needed to get up for. Now here we are. It's the second end of a back-to-back. Like I said, 3rd in 4. You played heavy minutes on Zion on Wednesday and last night. Played 35 minutes in both of those games each. Do we get him kind of resting maybe a little bit towards the end of this one if they get up big, or vice versa? If they happen to get down in this game, do they decide to go ahead and sit him down as well? So I do wonder about the focus, at least a little bit, of the Pelicans coming off of that big win last night against the Clippers. And again, Blazers, it's 13.5 points. The back door is just going to be open in this, right? Like, it doesn't matter if the Pelicans are up 18 points in the fourth quarter. They're going to end up sitting some guys. Certainly at that point would sit Zion to get him a little bit of rest. And then with that, you know, always back door open at 13.5.
I took another double digit dog for my underdog in this spot, and I don't love it, but I'm rolling with it because, okay, so I took the Hornets plus 10.5.
Yeah.
When is the last time that a Sixers team won by 10 or more points?
Oh, boy.
Just off the top of your head, you can't think of it. It's been a hot minute.
Mm-hmm.
January 22nd against the Spurs, a game in which Joel Embiid scored 70, and Joel Embiid is not playing. I know that the Hornets have been a rough watch lately, but so is Philadelphia without Joel Embiid right now. They've lost 5 of their last 6. When they last played Charlotte at home on March 1st, it was a 7-point win. I don't know why everyone expects the 76ers to just blow the Hornets out here. So I'd say stay away or bet the dog in this game. That's just my 2 cents. How about an over tonight?
So I'm going to go Donovan Mitchell. I'm going back to that Cavs game. So again, Donovan Mitchell didn't play a full complement of minutes in his first game back off of missing 7 games in a row. Now, again, they haven't, like I mentioned, they haven't played in a while, haven't played in a bit, give him more time to get his legs underneath him. And then I think if we get him out there for what we have typically seen from him, I put him in for what his typical minutes were. And if that's the case, then I was coming up closer to 27 points. It's not a huge edge at the 23.5 line that we have right now to get him to 27, but enough of an edge, and especially considering Steph made us put in an over. So I had to put in
an over here. I don't think I teed up this segment well. Part of the premise from Steph is this segment is called You Must Choose One. So in each one of we had to find something that met the criteria.
So again, I'm guessing here, right? I'm having to do a little forecasting of my own, which is that Donovan Mitchell is going to play full minutes tonight after not getting, you know, full minutes coming off of that 7-game absence. I think, though, he will. And if that is the case, like I said, I have him closer to 27 points in that tonight. So if that's the case, I'll take the over on 23.5 Donovan Mitchell points.
When I was talking about the Lakers-Warriors game, I said, I think LeBron is going to get up for this game. He gets up for Golden State. He gets up for the big, bright, shiny lights of the television broadcast. Over on his rebounds and assists, 16.5. Last time in that meeting with Golden State, 20 rebounds, 10 assists, 36 points as well. Pretty decent day for him.
Yes.
But he's gone over this number in 4 straight now, twice against Sacramento, against Minnesota, and against OKC. I just feel like it just feels poised that he's going to have another one of those days where he's around the rim and he's making things happen. My under, I'm going back to the Sixers-Hornets game as well. So you can tell I honed in on a certain, a couple of games here. Tyrese Maxey, I'm going to under 27.5 points in this one. Yes, he is coming off a 30-point game, and yes, he scored 33 in their last meeting with the Hornets. He also shot the ball 29 times in that game and only had 39 points. So more power to you. I don't think that he's going to get that much volume this time around. And if Charlotte has done one thing well lately, it's been play pretty good defense. And they're pretty slow offensively, too. So I think that should limit some opportunities. He's had 26.1 average points per game in the 24 without Embiid on the floor, going under this line 58% of those games, including 7 of 10 at home. So I think he goes under again.
I'll take the under in the Timberwolves and Jazz game. Let me make sure that this is still sitting to 23.5. It is. This is second leg of a back-to-back for the Jazz. So you could get some tired legs out there. Timberwolves, top defensive rating in the NBA. They play at one of the slower paces in the NBA as well. If you look at both these teams from the offensive side of the ball, they are both in the bottom half of the league in offensive rating as well. Of course, no Karl Anthony Towns out there for the Timberwolves. Jordan Clarkson is actually questionable for the Jazz. He missed last night's game with the for the Jazz, so I don't know if he'll be able to pop back here again. Might want to go ahead and give him tonight off as well and get him healthy. So if there's no Jordan Clarkson, I like the bet even better, but I'll still play the under whether he plays or not under 223.5.
We did it.
We got it. Those 10 bets in right there.
Nailed it.
There it is.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.